bargain hunters flock to downtown Los Angeles and head for a shopper's paradise called Santee Alley. Anita Gray is one of them.
I come down for handbags, jewelry, and clothes, but they have everything.
But Santee Alley has also been known to be a haven for counterfeit goods.
I know years ago when I would come down, you would see it, and now you don't see it at all.
That's because police have raided the stores that carry fake designer goods so many times that people who sell them are more careful, says investigator Chris Buckner.
They'll come up, offer you the goods, and then they'll take you to a warehouse.
For the last 15 years, Buckner has been tracking down people who sell and make counterfeit products. He says the problem is not limited to downtown Los Angeles.
You've got to look at the global marketplace. It's estimated that 10% of the goods you'll see out there are estimated to be counterfeit.
At an estimated $500 billion a year, Buckner says counterfeit business is bigger than the drug trade. It's also tied to local street gangs and international organized crime.
Then you have groups that have ties to Hezbollah, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Hamas that have engaged in this activity. Problem is, it's a perfect opportunity for these guys to make money.
Police seized these items at the port of Los Angeles. Investigators say large amounts of the fake and even stolen designer items come from China, smuggled inside shipping containers. Police say more than 14 million containers a year come through this port complex alone, but they were able to check fewer than 1% of them.
The color looks a little bit different, the size.
Deborah Greaves with the designer brand True Religion Jeans trains police on how to spot fakes.
The fabrics are rougher, the stitching is not as neat.
And she warns against buying fake goods on the internet.
One of the biggest threats, I think, that people need to be aware of now is that with the online counterfeiting, is that these thieves are not only selling you a fake product, but they're also harvesting all of your personal information. They have your credit card, they have your address, they have everything they need to steal from you.
And some counterfeit products may even be harmful, says Commander Todd Rogers with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department.
When you have counterfeit cigarettes, you don't even know what the contents are. And I understand that feces have been found in some of these counterfeit cigarettes.
Police say to tell the difference between an authentic product and a fake one, look at where the item is being sold. And if the price is too good to be true, they say the item is probably not real. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.